This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 10 minutes before 3 o'clock. My guest in this portion of the program is Megan Wolf. She's the Director of Development for Champaign County's Council on the Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. 40 North, 88 West are the latitude and longitude where you'll find Champaign County. It also serves as the council's name. Megan is with me this afternoon for a couple of reasons. She's here to tell us about the work of 40 North, 88 West, an event that's happening tomorrow evening in downtown Champaign, and the organization's search for people deserving of recognition for their work in the arts, culture, and entertainment in Champaign County. 40 North, 88 West is soliciting nominations for the ACE Awards. Good to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
Well, tell us a little bit here at the start for people who may be new to the area in particular.
Yeah.
Tell us about the history and mission of 40 North, 88 West.
We were formed about 7 years ago, and it came from a group of community advocates saying, this is such a great community. Champaign County has so many artists, and the arts are living and thriving here. We need an organization that supports these artists to make sure that they continue to thrive and grow. And so through these efforts and focus groups and discussions with different entities and individuals, 40 North was born and founded in 2002. And so 40 North really reflects the values of the community and the needs of the community, which is one of our most important, you know, important aspects of this organization.
How many people make up the 40 North community of artists?
It's endless. I mean, the artists that we have in Champaign County, there are certain people that we don't even know are out there. I mean, we just keep discovering more people. And the artists represent music, dance, theater, the visual arts, sculpture. I mean, it's across the board. So we certainly have a lot of work ahead of us, but we've come very far in the last 7 years as well.
Now, as I mentioned, you've organized an event for tomorrow evening in downtown Champaign. What are you calling it? What's it all about?
It is called Art and Soul. And this is a program where 40 North is putting performers into the streets. So that again means dancers, musicians, anything that you would consider performance art, we're putting on the street, and it's once a month, the last Tuesday of the month, and this will end in September. So it's, you know, taking place during the warm months of the year. And Art and Soul is a new initiative. It began in June, and it is in conjunction with the Champaign Downtown Association's Happy Tuesday. So they're doing a program that really promotes people getting into the downtown on Tuesdays, and we thought, hey, we'll just, you know, kind of connect on to that and put performers on the streets during those same days.
Yeah. Now, what kind of stuff is going down downtown on Happy Tuesdays? What's that all about?
Well, this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, we have Morgan O'Ryan is a folk musician. IPAN, you know, is the steel drum group from the university. So they're going to be performing. Elizabeth Simpson is a performance artist, and she's going to be doing either flags or statues, living statues. Both are going to be amazing. We don't know which yet. It's whatever is inspiring her at the moment.
Okay.
And then the Common Theater Project is going to be doing excerpts from Hamlet. And then the last thing we're going to do is, well, it's not the last thing, but the final thing that I'll mention for Art and Soul is Dance Party. And this is began with the Boneyard, where Zoo Improv actually, we pump music into the streets of downtown Champaign, and Zoo Improv gets people out of their chairs in the bars and restaurants, brings them out onto the streets and sidewalks for 10 minutes of dancing. So it's Motown, it's funk, it's hip-hop, it's rock, it's whatever, you know, is happening at the moment.
Okay, so what street downtown is this going to happen on?
This Tuesday, it'll be in front of the Esquire, between the Esquire and 10,000 Villages. We do ask that all dancers stay to the sidewalks and not actually go into the street, but, you know, we understand if you're motivated and you just have to get funky across the street.
Traffic will still be buzzing down Neal Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. And price for admission?
It's completely free. This is actually sponsored through a grant from the City of Champaign. And so it's just there for people to experience. We want this to really enhance the downtown experience for people.
Okay. And the folks downtown who are located downtown, businesses and whatnot, restaurants, mm-hmm. stores, bars, they're in this together as promoting downtown. Come downtown on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. We've got some special things going. You might have seen it. People might have seen ads for it in the News Gazette and so on and so forth. What kinds of things are they doing to try and get us downtown?
It changes every week. It can vary from, you know, just drink specials and appetizer specials to something, you know, really specific and fun. I know Wind, Water, and Light has done some great special shows and exhibits in their space and have had artist demonstrations. So it changes every week, and it's something new to discover. So it's kind of like, for those of us that have lived here for so long, we can kind of go back into the downtown and look at it from a different light.
Okay. All right. Now let's move on to the ACE Awards.
Yeah.
What would you like to tell us about these awards?
Well, ACE is the Arts, Culture, Entertainment Awards. And these are kind of different because this is an award ceremony that honors and celebrates outstanding contributions in arts, culture, and entertainment. So it's not really so much the Oscars and looking at arts and maybe the finest artist or the finest musician as much as the boosters of the arts community. So it's a little bit of a different angle than a lot of communities have. But we find that there's so many people that are contributing to the arts in our community that mm-hmm. don't get recognized. Mm. And so we've taken this opportunity once a year to make sure that those people are elevated for an evening.
Okay. Now then, are there eligibility requirements for nominators or nominees?
Well, we have 7 different categories. And so those categories are education, media, business, advocacy, spotlight, creative community service, and lifetime achievement.
Okay.
And you can go to the 40 North website, which is 40north.org, and get a full description on each one of these categories. But we encourage anyone to nominate. It's completely open to the public. We've had, you know, it could be a student that's involved. It could be a professional, not necessarily someone involved in the arts, but maybe a volunteer. So anyone, we recommend any kind of or encourage any kind of nomination.
Okay. And it sounds like then, even if you're not an artist per se, there's a way for you to get involved in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the opportunities for that kind of engagement would be at the website as well.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's 40north.org?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. So, well, I want to thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon. Oh, is there a deadline for the nominations?
Yes, it is September 15th.
Okay,
thank
September
you.
15th. Okay. And Megan Wolf is the Director of Development for Champaign County's Council on the Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, 40 North, 88 West. And don't forget, the party downtown Champaign starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock and runs until 8:30.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Megan.
Thank you.